Hey, you want that to go?
Now, some takeouts on stories we're following all this week. We're going to go to Todd Zwillick first, our man in Washington. Good morning, Todd. So we got the big announcement yesterday. Here's the House Democrats' plan for overhauling health care. What is it?
A rally on the west front of the Capitol, and what's in it is about $1 trillion price tag for the total cost of the bill so far. But the president
Wait, I thought it was less than 900 billion.
We got to do the math. It is actually about $1 trillion until you factor in the penalties that people will pay if they refuse to buy insurance over the years, gets you down to $894 billion. So they're just under the wire if you count the penalties for not getting insurance. On the plus side, then, the bill is scored to cover 36 million people who currently do not have insurance, and after 10 years would cover 96% of Americans. And some legal immigrants, it would leave out illegal immigrants explicitly. And actually, that's going to be a very sticky point for Hispanic members who do not like the immigration exclusions and the tough language in this bill that was needed to satisfy some conservatives. So that'll be a fight for later on. And of course, the bill has a public option based on negotiated rates, not Medicare, the way Nancy Pelosi and some of the liberals wanted. But here's Earl Pomeroy. He's a blue dog conservative Democrat from North Dakota who speaks sometimes for a lot of the conservative Democrats, saying that the public option plan probably get this through the House. Here's Pomeroy.
The majority feeling in the caucus that the robust public option was the way to go. The speaker tried day and night for some weeks to try and get support to get that over the top. It didn't happen. At which time, this change now gets us over the top to 218.
218 is not 220.
Well, 218 is what you need to pass a bill. Right. Anything over that is for comfort, so that's okay. Where they're trying to get.
From what I understand, the Republicans came out and criticized it, but I got to be honest, Todd, through this weeks and weeks and weeks of healthcare debate, I have yet to hear a healthcare proposal that the Republicans have not found something to criticize about. And objectively speaking, is there anything we're going to hear from the Republicans at this point that isn't, I don't like it?
Well, to be fair, the minority's job in the House is to criticize. The House is run lockstep by the Speaker, regardless of what party they're in. And the minority's job is just to snipe and complain. That's just usually the way it is. They did complain yesterday. We'll hear from John Boehner here. They say they're going to have a plan soon, but here's Boehner criticizing the bill yesterday.
It's going to raise the cost of Americans' health insurance. It's going to kill jobs with tax hikes and new mandates in it. And it's going to cut seniors' health care benefits. And if all that isn't bad enough, the mandates on states will bankrupt what are already states that have huge financial problems today.
I got to say, I'm a little skeptical because the Republicans have been saying for a couple months now that they're going to have an alternative health care plan soon.
And they say they will.
See it.
They say they will in the next week or two.
Okay, I'm not going to hold my breath, Todd. Todd Zwillick is the Takeaways Washington correspondent. Let's go to sports now. A happy day for Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our sports contributor. Last night, very appropriately, we heard Jay-Z opening up the baseball game. Yankees save face at home. They took game two from the Phillies. The Yankees won 3-1. Not quite the spread by which the Phillies won, though, right, Ibrahim?
That's a very good point. Last night, the Yankees used a very typical recipe that they would use. They had A.J. Burnett, who pitched 7 sterling innings. He had 9 strikeouts. He was 22 of 29 with first pitch strikes. So he was very efficient. And then they had power. They had Hideki Matsui, who hit a home run that tied the game. And then Mark Teixeira that hit a home run to tie the game. And Hideki Matsui that hit a go-ahead home run. And then they had Mariano Rivera, who did a 6-out, came in the 8th inning to save the game. So that was a very typical Yankees recipe for winning.
You know who didn't hit a home run?
Well, of course, and A-Rod didn't hit a home run.
Is he back to his regular? I mean, were the playoffs an aberration?
Well, I think that there's a certain point when him and Ryan Howard, who led the postseason in RBIs, Ryan Howard from the Phillies, they both were struck out 4 times yesterday.
Yeah.
So I think it's really interesting with really good pitching. What you just had, Pedro Martinez pitched an amazing game last night.
Great.
And what we were talking about earlier is that he doesn't have that blow by you stuff, that 98 mile an hour fastball. What he has is this guile, this like slickness, this like clever, uncanny ability to make you miss right at the plate. He had a quick pitch to Derek Jeter that struck out Derek Jeter. You don't see Derek Jeter strike out three times in a game. Derek Jeter struck out with Pedro Martinez, and I think that that shocked everyone, but really it was about Pedro Martinez being really clever with his pitches.
So, as I said, the Yankees won 3-1, the Phillies won 6-1 the other night. What does this kind of tell us about the direction the World Series is going?
Well, the next game you have on Saturday, you're in Philadelphia. Cole Hamels, who was last year's World Series ace, is going up against Andy Pettitte. That could be another game similar to this, where both of those pitchers come out and they pitched amazing games. It could also be an 8-7, 9-8 sort of game. Both of these parks, Citizens Park in Philadelphia and the Yankee Stadium, are both short parks, kind of where that power hitting has predominance. So it could end up being the bats could come alive. Everybody's been predicting the bats are going to come alive. The bats are going to come alive at any given moment. But that just simply could, maybe won't happen. Another interesting fact, Jose Molina, the Yankees catcher, he had a pickoff on first base, which made him the first Yankees catcher to record a postseason pickoff since Yogi Berra in the 1950 World Series.
60 years ago. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, well, the game tomorrow starts at 8 o'clock Eastern between the Yankees and the Phillies in Game 3 of the World Series. Thanks so much to Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the Takeaway Sports contributor.
Good morning.
And now our last takeout comes from you, our listeners. We need to get something out of the way here. Yesterday, we clarified that when we talked about okra, it was about the vegetable, O-K-R-A. Someone wrote jokingly that we were talking about the fear of Oprah, O-P-R-A-H, Oprah Winfrey. But Steve then wrote on our website, don't forget to note this important difference. Although Oprah hails from Chicago and spends some of her time hanging out with political powerful politicians, there is no evidence to suggest that she is slimy. Okay, that's it. Oprah reference is done now. We also talked very seriously about how some people are working more in the workplace because so many people have been laid off. Other people are having to pick up the slack from them. Here's what Tim from Oklahoma said at 8778-MY-TAKE.
I work for an electric company. You can definitely feel a recession here with just the amount of money that we've had to cut back in expenditures, coupled with a very cool summer. Revenue is down. That means no new trucks, no new employees, no nothing. You can definitely feel it.
And Megan emails us, I left my previous job of 2 years after the company had right-sized my department down to only myself. I'm sure the business saved thousands, accepting one 20-something to carry the duties of two departmental employees and a manager. They still also frowned on my claiming overtime. Not surprisingly, it was far more stressful than I cared to deal with, and I've since moved on to a new career with a salary cut but less stress in the workplace. And Deborah emails, in my department, several have been left go when we're doing double and triple duties, took a 3% pay cut, and no overtime allowed.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.